Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Natalie Strucker, and she is the director of the Atlantic Public Library. Good morning to you, Natalie.
Good morning.
Well, the first thing I want to talk about, because I'm kind of excited about it, because I got a new piece of technology for Christmas, and you're going to help me use that. So tell us about the program that's coming up on the 30th.
Well, we'll be showing people how to download books to their personal devices from the library, so you don't have to buy them. They check out for 2 weeks, and then they return on their own, so you never have a late fine, you don't have to worry about it being overdue, and you never have to worry about losing it because it automatically goes back on its own.
Yeah, and for sure, I've done that, misplaced something, and it gets stacked up with something else, and you go, oh, I got this little call from the library, says I have a book out. Okay. So now we just have to keep track of our iPad or whatever piece of whatever device. And so what kinds of books are available? And this is at no cost through the library. I mean, are they the brand new books or the old classic? What kinds of books?
We actually have a wide variety. So there will be some new ones, although brand new we do not get access to right away. But we get a wide variety of old and new, and we're always taking requests for new books to add to that collection. It's actually a statewide collection, so almost every library in the state contributes to it.
Okay. And is there a list somewhere, or we just go on and search? I know that's some of the things you're going to be talking about.
Mostly you have to go on and search. There's about 10,000 or so ebooks and another 5,000 or so audiobooks, so it would be a really long list for us to print out.
Wow, what a resource to have. And I guess one of the things that, and I know people have had Kindles and stuff, a lot of people have been doing this for a long time, but if you travel at all, it's so easy to take with you rather than the book, which, Natalie, one time I left in Italy and then I had to come back and pay for it. So
it does make it easier. Plus, you can also check out more books. So if you're on an extended vacation and you finish everything that you checked out from us digitally, you can go in and check out more as long as you have an internet connection. So your library is always at your fingertips.
Yeah, and easier to pack too, not quite as heavy to carry around. So lots of good reasons if you are interested in using, I guess, still a Kindle, an iPad, anything else besides those two. I'm sure there's something else I'm missing.
Any smartphone or any tablet actually has access to this. Or if you are old-fashioned and you still have your computer at home and you like to sit down and read at it, any e-readers. So Nook is a very popular brand as well to use for this. And pretty much anything, the audiobooks you can put on an iPod or an MP3 player. So just a wide variety of devices it can be used on.
I'm just shaking my head. It's just sort of a wonder. We need, I think, to take advantage of those opportunities. So I don't know that we said, I said it was on the 30th, what time it is, and of course, where is it?
It's Wednesday, December 30th at 2:30 in the afternoon here at the library. We also have another one the next week on Monday night at 6 p.m. So if you can't make the 2:30 in the afternoon, we have another one the next week at 6 o'clock.
Okay. And talking about technology and finding out, you know, I think the library has a website where we could get that information also.
Oh, yes. Our website, which is atlantic.lib.ia.us, always has what's going on at the library. We have a calendar online there, but we also have just different images as well of programs that are coming up.
Okay. And when we have a moment, there's some other programs that I want you to mention. But before we do that, I want to talk about, you know, something I guess I never thought about till other people are telling me that there are lots of series on TV now and not on our major stations. They're on Netflix and Hulu and all those kinds of things. And they talk about these series. I'm going, I can't get those, but maybe I could.
If they're available on DVD, the library, we do purchase different TV series and each season as they come out, and we offer those for checkout for a week. But sometimes we miss those too, so we're always looking for suggestions of TV series that people are interested in.
I'm guessing that you have Downton Abbey.
We do, yes. We have all the seasons of Downton Abbey.
And so if you weren't a fan and now you're just getting hooked up, I mean, this is the last one this season, starting in January. Maybe you want to go back to the beginning.
Yes, and you can check out one of the seasons each week. You can only check out one at a time just because it's a collection that we're building. We haven't quite gotten to the point of allowing multiple discs or multiple seasons to go out at the same time.
Well, it takes a while to see a season, so, you know, maybe one at a time is sufficient unless you live miles away and plan to get snowed in or something. Yeah, you know, one season at a time would probably give you a lot of viewing hours. So check in with that. Are those listed, by the way, on your website?
They are. You can actually search our catalog for our different DVD series and movies that we have available.
Okay, movies. That's what I want to talk about next, because right now at the theater, just going is the latest Star Wars. And I think it's the seventh one.
Yes, the seventh movie is out in theaters right now, or what they would call Episode 7. But we own the first six here at the library. We also own them on Blu-ray and on DVD, and they can be checked out up to three at a time for a week. And if they're not here in the library, you can place them on hold either online or by calling in or coming in and looking for us.
Because I've been reading a bit about it. If it was only the first one. I haven't seen hardly any of them. But I'm thinking the advice is maybe you want to go back and see some of those beginning ones before you go to Episode 7. And there's even advice of the order. You don't go number one first. I think it's Episode 4. I mean, that's somebody's take on that. But very interesting that the conversation and how popular Star Wars is.
Oh, yes. And it's been popular since the movies came out in 1979. Yeah. So it's been kind of a cult following all of these years.
I was talking to some guy the other day who was talking about what order, and he said, oh, yeah, I remember seeing those, my first one, when I was six. So, like you say, lots of memories built around those and lots of opportunity to spend money on things related to them.
Oh, yes. And there's also a whole book series that's based on the same universe, and we have quite a few of those as well. So if you're interested in seeing what other authors have taken the story and where they've gone with it, you can come in and check out some books that are about your favorite characters.
Okay, that's really interesting that you could just add stories from what we've seen in the movies, and sometimes those stories in the books give you more opportunity for imagination.
Oh, yes. And they've taken things all the way out, things maybe you wouldn't even think about being possible, they've thrown into those books.
Very creative, very much imagination. So it's all at our public library, and we're talking about Atlantic, but we have great libraries all over, so check into your local resources if you're not in the Atlantic area. Saying that, though, if somebody comes to town from, let's say, Waterloo, and wants a book, is there somehow that they could borrow a book from Atlantic and take it with them on the road?
Yes, actually, it's through our open access program. So what they would do is get a library card from us. They could check out from us. They can also return the books to Waterloo, and Waterloo, for example, would send them back to us. They get checked in once they get back here.
All right, so lots of opportunities. Well, there's a couple of other programs coming up in January, because Natalie, you plan ahead. You have to do that in order to get your resource people in here. So let's talk about a couple of the other adult programs that are coming up in January.
Sure. Other than our technology classes, which we do have an iPad, iPhone, and Android classes still coming up in January, we'll be starting a coloring program for adults on the first Thursday and the third Tuesday of every month, one in the morning and one in the evening.
It's another whole fascinating conversation, adult coloring. And you go, what? But when you start looking into it, it's it could be very stressful. It could also be very stress relaxing. Very fascinating where that's going. So adult coloring, and you said the 7th of January is the first one. Mm-hmm. So check in on that. Okay, what else?
We also have the Alzheimer's Association coming back on January 12th to talk about the 10 warning signs that you need to be looking for as far as what might signify going into, or a family member might be demonstrating as far as Alzheimer's and being able to diagnose that early.
So if I forget where I put that book I checked out, that may not be Alzheimer's.
Probably not, but We'll let the experts decide that one for
That's
us.
Right. And I think the hearing those 10 warning signs does clarify a bit for when we should be concerned about ourselves or about somebody else. So great programs going on for adults. And it's a great service that our libraries provide, Natalie, so we really appreciate that. So thank you very much, Natalie Strucker, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, here's a thought. Great things are done by a series of small things brought together. Vincent van Gogh said that.